What's happening, troops? I'm in a studio myself again, and because I've got such deep insecurity about doing these introductions myself, I had to phone Danny and Shane, and they're on the line right now. I don't know how this is going to go. They might have pure shite lines, but it could be quite funny.
Hello.
Fuck off, man.
What's wrong with it?
It's amazing that you're 400 miles away and still annoying.
Shane is on a train to London, and Danny, where are you?
I'm at my work, so that I've came outside because nobody knows I do this podcast, so I'm well away from my work.
I like how you're just hiding from people in your work to do a CD phone call to me in a studio.
Hello?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, sorry, you guys keep cutting out. I'm in first class, so I'm not really meant to talk louder than this.
That's annoying. Anyways, right, guys, this week's episode, we kind of go back to the three of us, and what a... Fuck off, right, I'm putting him down, Danny, I'm putting him down for a wee second.
Right.
We go back to the three of us, and we're getting ready for the live show, so there's some good content about what we're going to be doing in the live show there. You asked us to help get you ready for something at it?
Yeah, it's said people can come to their own conclusions whether you've done it or not yet. It's not a difficult riddle to solve, really, to be honest, but you absolutely haven't.
Yeah, and do you know what was really strange? And I'll put his fader back up. See if he's there or he's ready. He might have just left. Shane actually opens up about his mental health a wee bit, didn't he, in this episode?
Yep. Had it.
Oh, fuck. I was actually asking Danny the question, but...
I'm just underwhelmed because James said that he was going to put you down, and I thought he meant that in like a veterinary way.
Did he not say he lived in a vet once when he first moved to the UK as well?
He's gone back to his old home.
What a fucking liar. Anyways, this is a brilliant episode. We had a lot of fun recording it. It was good to just be the three of us again and get some shit off our chest and get some planning for this live show, which is happening next week. We actually have a big announcement that's coming this Thursday about what's going to be happening at the live show. We're really looking forward to telling you that. But see if you bought tickets for it and you can't make it. But shut up, Shane. If you bought tickets for it and you can't make it, then give us a wee shout, because there's plenty of people that didn't manage to get them that are asking about them, so we can do a wee ticket exchange swap, get your money back or whatever it is.
Tell them that bleep's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. What about that famous thing he did in that bleep that time?
Is this meant to be a secret still, or are you just telling people?
Nah, we're not going to tell people until a few days' time, a week before the live show, so we can spread our content out, you know. But yeah, so make sure that you get in touch with us if you can't make the live show. Don't be the reason that we're looking at empty chairs when other people could have been there. Also,
It sounds like you've been telling.
It does.
I've just remembered what, like, the first 10 minutes of this podcast is. The venue will probably cancel it on us once we hear this anyway. So.
Fucking Dave.
Just do it outside.
We're also still running our Drygate competitions, guys. Thank you so much to everyone that's entered so far. Katie for winning the Facebook one, and Darren for winning the Twitter one as well. I really hope you're enjoying the beers. Got another competition running right now on Instagram if you want to enter that. And just invite more people to the Drunk Therapy party.
It's weird that all our winners seem to live really close to us. It's a place where we can get beers to relatively easy. It's bizarre, that, eh?
Nah, because Darren lives in Edinburgh and we all live in Glasgow, so we've just debunked that theory already, mate.
Oh, actually, I'm getting looked.
Right. Any more AOB? AOB. Listen, if you like the episodes, we're really enjoying the fact that people are getting in touch, people we didn't know that listen to the episodes. If you enjoyed them, please just drop us a wee message, drop a wee review off on iTunes or Facebook or whatever else lets you review. It really, really does make a difference, guys. But I'll leave the final word to you two on the phone.
Can I
can't really talk. Yeah. I'm getting, like, evils from everywhere around him in a set of four.
I'm just texting British Transport Police about some noisy commuter on a train that's fucking everything up.
Enjoy the episode.
The following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So, get involved. Grab a beer and join us for Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
That is the sweet, sweet sound of selling out.
No, it's the sound of fucking horribleness.
That's the sound of the sentence.
Guys, this is a fucking ad for Drygate, so everyone play their part. Okay, all right, we'll start again. Wait, we'll start again.
All right, we should write this down. Right. Shit voice. Gonna stop fucking making that sound.
Does Drygate make you drink like that all the time?
It fucks with my lips there, numb. I've had too many.
Someone get this man a sippy cup.
Do you reckon Drygate could make money doing fucking Drunk Therapy sippy cups?
Drygate.
That's our merch.
Drygate, it smells delicious, dribbled all down your t-shirt.
Drygate, for when you want your kid to get drunk but don't want him to spill it.
Drygate, for when you want a horrible sound.
To be fair though, like this is the man go. So Drygate sponsor us. Yay!
Yeah, it's quite good.
Oh, fucking hell, guys. It's like mad fucking podcast goals and everyone's sitting there going like, yeah.
I'm sorry, mate. Are we not allowed to feel relaxed while I was fucking waxing lyrical about a beer? Let me sniff this big line of cocaine. Fucking Drygate, yes, man. It's maybe the best thing ever. Yes. Why shag the toilet?
Drygate make gear.
No, it was good.
So this is going well. Thanks for attacking the shit. You're just going to launch in. I was going to say, I'm really enjoying this beer. It's Disco Forklift Truck Mango Pale Ale. It's not my favourite though. My favourite still is Camera Obscura. It's one of their beers that tastes like a milkshake. It's beautiful.
Good, you got seamlessly back into Admo. Danny, what's your nice thing to say about the beers?
They gave, as a current non-drinker, they gave me a nice non-alcoholic beer.
That's pretty cool because we do indulge sometimes in not drinking, and a lot of our guests don't drink.
No, I don't.
But Shane's the one constant. We often make the joke that he's a drunk, we're the therapy. And more so than ever now, but because it's just the three of us together on a wild, raucous Tuesday night in Glasgow, we decided at least two thirds would be drunk tonight.
Strapping. Wild, raucous Tuesday night.
I don't think you should ever say the phrase strap in to anyone, man. Especially if anyone's been intimately listening to you for the past 50 odd episodes.
The only thing that would have made that worse would have been if we went strapping.
You think Dry Guy are going to be chuffed with their ad? They could just put it straight on the radio. That's a decent fucking...
It's a good starting point.
It's a cool beer. We've probably ran a few of the giveaways now, but we should just be coming to the tail end of the giveaways on our social media. So for whoever's had some, I hope you've enjoyed it. For whoever wants to get some, jump on Drunk Therapy on socials and get involved in the competitions because they are really, really fucking good beers, man.
And
a lot of love goes into it. The guy was like, he was really passionate about how much effort goes into these beers.
Let's clarify, Spunk is not involved in the making of Drygate beer. Yeah.
See, but this Mango Pale Ale, and this isn't even being an ad, it's fuck, like I opened it and went, fucking Mango Pale Ale, what's this going to be like? And then I was like, ooh, like I actually made a square. I was like, this is it doesn't taste much like beer, but it's fucking decent. It's like a nice crisp cider. It's like just, it's mental. Like it's delightfully mental. So there you go, Drygate.
Thanks. I think that'll be the strapline, won't it? Yeah. Drygate, delightfully mental.
I thought it was going to be shit.
Oh, man. Right, so that's the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night.
Hey!
What are you going to do with all that money Drygate gave you to say that stuff?
I'm going to get some mouth surgery for Shane so he can drink better.
It's the beard, like genuinely, and this is...
We receive no money, by the way.
This is...
That's just in everything in life. We receive no money.
No money.
We are having a beard, and I think this is proper beard problems because my shower's being done, so I don't have a shower at the moment. I can't trim my beard, and every single thing
because
I eat.
Showers are renowned for trimming beards.
No, but you've got
Shane's got wee razor blades on the top of his shower, and he just reaches up. And
yeah, tall people don't like my shower. No, but like everything I eat now, every single thing I eat ends up in the bottom of my thing. Like there's. James, you don't have any beard.
Yeah, so I'm not like very versed in this.
Yeah, no, but when you eat stuff, do you often notice you spilling it on your chin?
Never.
Danny, how often are you spilling food around
I
your face?
I only get it with soup. When I don't really have. Don't how think
can you not?
As a beard.
Like soup is probably the easiest thing to get in the mouth.
Soup and cereal.
Soup gives me. Yeah. Yep. Anything with a spoon gives me the fear now.
But you put it in your mouth. It's the easiest thing to put in your mouth because it just goes right in. And then you do make that ridiculous sound that you were making at the start of the episode. It's just like...
Let's not do it. You looked like you were going to pick up and do it again.
No, but...
Establish the noise.
So, like, I'm trying to explained to her how I have to eat cereal and shit now. So I have to stick my tongue out like, you know, like the fucking, it's coming, the plane is going into the cave, which, by the way, planes shouldn't land in caves. But
I
like,
don't think anyone's ever said planes going out of caves. It's not, like, here comes the airplane.
Yeah, landing in the cave.
No, it's not. No,
that's
no,
what no. it was growing up.
A plane landing in a cave sounds like a fucking tragic accident. Is this plane a Boeing 737 MAX by any chance?
What's that one that went, like, the four of them went fucking...
That's the joke I just made.
Right. No, but I have to go, and, like, I have to eat it, like, proper. I look ridiculous. But it's the beard. Everything I eat, eggs. I won't touch eggs now. Eggs are my favourite thing. Like, there's... It's grim that, like, often there's meat juice in my beard.
So do you...
From eggs?
Do we need a better... do we need a better spoon for the bearded man?
Genuinely, that's a fucking brilliant idea.
Like something that's a bit deeper.
Yeah.
So you can like just roll it into your mouth or suck it up.
Yeah, like almost like, you know,
like
what?
Like a little swimming pool.
No, too big.
Nah, Lido's too big. Like, but something that's got like a wee swimming pool type thing in the middle and you can just go.
Like, you know what a bedpan looks like, how it bends over? Yeah, fucking that. But narrower and deeper. Yeah, genuinely.
What about, you? Do you know how a tractor can, it's not quite a tractor, I don't know what the...
Too
the
big,
machinery's called. No, but like something that like picks it up, and I'm hoping that you can get what I mean from
like
what I'm doing with my hands.
Like a claw machine.
And then it
machine.
Does that.
Like a claw
What's
machine.
That? It's not a claw machine.
Letter picker.
Might no, but it's
the dinosaur thing that you used to win the shows when you were a wee
It's completely
guy.
Concealed, you know, when it does that, nothing's getting out. So you could just pick your your cereal up and then it's completely in this contraption. That might be a digger, I'm not sure. And then as soon as it's in your mouth, you open it up so it all just falls in your mouth.
It's just a claw. That's just a claw.
Yeah, that thing that lives in the machine and you get soft toys.
No, because then the milk would spill out of it. Yeah.
I love that someone that like fucking knows anything about machinery just go, it's called a fucking, I don't know, a hoosie danger. And we're all sitting there going like, he's just yelling at the podcast.
I don't think it's called a hoosie danger.
No, I don't think
mate.
It's called a hoosie danger either.
But that's what you need. Like, I think that if we were going to invent something, that could be quite cool.
Genuine. And I think, see, in this day and age where every cunt's got a beard, if you could do it.
Not me.
Yeah, you can't grow one, though. Like, if you could do, like, a sustainable, fair trade spoon that's gentle for men with beards, you are fucking creaming it.
I might do that. I probably won't, though, because I never really do anything I say I'm going to do in this podcast.
James, impartially, okay, just, you know, put everything you know about us aside. What do you think is a better idea? A spoon that makes beard easier to eat for bearded men, it's an embarrassing issue, fixes that, or putting your dead relatives in a sex toy?
Oh, but I mean, considering I came up with a spoon idea, I'm going to go for mine.
Oh, nice.
And he still is only putting relatives in it, by the way.
I'm putting relatives in my spoon. No, just... Oh yeah, Shane's still going for the incest.
Yeah, aye, for,
not
yeah.
not a dead loved one,
no,
but
not
your dead relatives.
No, touch wood, and I'm happy this is the case. But
don't
I don't
touch
have
wood
any...
when you're talking about relatives, Shane.
That's all he touches when he's talking about relatives.
Oh, that was very good. I like that.
Thanks.
You've got me. Woo.
Speaking of kind of, you've just touched upon not following promises and stuff like that. So. At the time of recording this, we're, 3 weeks off Drunk Therapy Live. And we're...
Dinny, mate. We're all having a good time.
Sorry. Oh, fucking rules dad comes in. Guys, like, we should actually talk about that thing we committed to. Fuck off.
We've not even got a live guest. We've no fucking running order.
Yeah,
the guy we met that was letting us into the place didn't have a fucking clue what was happening.
That was me. I'd emailed the guy the week before and then we'd arranged an appointment and stuff like that. Got to the door and he's like, who are you? We're like, doing the thing, the pod, doesn't mean anything. We've sold out, we've got loads of,
nah.
He looked at you like he was going to fight you, like, Danny, I emailed you, and he's like, hi. Like, who are you? I don't know what the fuck you want from me. And we're going, what the?
It's like a real father figure.
He then takes us downstairs, and we, at the best of times, are three awkward guys, and you didn't get a reception downstairs, and Danny had all the questions on his emails so that we were going to ask this guy. But this guy then, and like, he might be the loveliest guy in the world, I just don't think that it was he was on his game.
Let's
that
remember
day.
This is going out before the live show.
This guy's not going to fucking listen to this podcast, mate.
This guy literally read an email with your name in it from you and didn't know who the fuck you were.
Right. So this guy spent about 15 minutes pressing every single button behind the desk, trying to turn on the fucking lights. And we're in the middle of pitch darkness, man, just looking at each other going, do you remember any of the questions I ask this guy? He's not like, and maybe it's like our tiny egos when you sell at a live show. You're like, we're going to walk up to this guy and he's going to go, oh, do you want some beers? I'll get you some food. Yeah. Any question you want answered. Like,
that's a Mexican wave or something.
The fact that the only light that was working was like a sort of fluorescent strobe light.
Yeah, you could have easily stuck a stripper on stage underneath this light.
So we were looking, every time it lit up, we were just awkwardly looking, going, yeah, you get some cheers on that. A lot of cheers on that floor there.
It was literally like we all had our eyes closed and we just going, yeah, this is a good layout. Yeah. Like it was what could this be described?
We've done this. We don't have a clue what we're doing. It was, and it'd never be more evident than when we're talking to
the
this
thing
guy.
Is though, like, I've been involved in putting on events and I could organise this in like fucking 5 minutes, but that guy gave us no opportunity to do that. We think that you're going to be very, very close, man. See if you don't like personal touches, give us a wee shout and we'll transfer your tickets to someone else. And
I like, though, my favourite thing, just quickly, is that, like, where we went to and the situation was best described as, like, a dungeon. Like, genuinely, like, not even a fungeon. It was like, you know when you have those...
Yeah, pretty sure Magada was somewhere down there. Yeah.
Hairs on the back of your neck prick up and you're like, oh, shit, something's not right here. I need to get out of this situation. You know, you're walking home, you feel you're getting followed. That was what it was like. He just takes us down some stairs into a dodgy place and goes... There are some lights.
He took us round the back way, by the way. If you've ever been to broadcasting Soccer Hill Street, it's very okay.
Yeah.
It's very okay. And it should be a decent enough venue.
If we could give any advice, it would probably be arrive early because we think that the benches down the side might count as part of the seating.
Yeah.
So, and like, hopefully there's enough light early. From the sun to
it's like church. But the best thing that probably happened was afterwards, if we walked out, we were like, why the fuck does that guy hate us? And that dominated like maybe 5 minutes of conversation by the time we walked down to Sucky Old Street. And we popped by Tesco, but we couldn't have been in Tesco for more than 90 seconds. And then, then when we got to the bottom of Sucky Old Street where British Home Stores is, we're just about to say goodbye to Danny. And we turn right, and the guy that was in broadcast with us was just right in fucking front of us. And this could not have been more than 6 minutes. Somebody said, aye, there's that guy there. And we were like, that's a proper fucking, if you remember the episode with Mark Dallas, if you've been with us for a while, we talked about the Matrix, like fucking, what's it called, the Matrix?
Like
the Matrix is called the Matrix.
Aye, well, it's basically a theory that we're all living in the Matrix and we all just like to each other, went, that's a fucking glitch in the Matrix. That exact same guy was at the top of Soccer Hill Street 6 minutes ago.
The Black Cat.
Black Cat in the Matrix, and there's no way that he's walked down Bath Street to get up to Sucky Old Street.
I reckon it was his twin. So I have a theory that they were dressed.
But he was dressed the exact same.
I know, but that's the thing. You dress the same, and then you just act like there's one of you, and you can jump out whenever you want. Like the guy that was walking down the road was like, oh, that's that guy from the podcast. I can't wait to meet him. There was his brother who's just like, hey, Dave, do you want to come watch the bloody bar? He's like, yeah, okay, but I'm not going to be nice to anyone. Yeah, it was like,
yeah.
And we asked, like, if we could, are we going to get in trouble for slating them?
see if he does, and we've completely, like, this is not a misrepresentation of this, like, this meeting with this guy. He clearly didn't really care about us because he had shit going on. Like, he's probably got about 50 gigs between us and then.
Yeah.
Well dug out, well established.
Our experience with this guy wasn't the best, probably because we built it up. But if this guy does listen to it, what's his name, Dave?
I can't
remember. Dave, we like you. And please don't fuck over our podcast
live.
Can
I not tell the beer story? I'll tell it on the live show.
They
can't kick us out of the live show. Imagine if we get escorted out. Dave doesn't like what you're talking about.
Nah, they won't anyway, mate, they won't be able to get through the fucking seats up there. By the way, I hope you don't like peeing.
What do your hobbies include? Ah, peeing, you know, it's up there.
Nappies will be offered on arrival. Yeah. But, we're doing the live show, and we've set nothing up, so this is me. I'm trying to, like, subtly fucking set stuff up here.
You're being very subtle about it, mate.
Aye, here we go, right. Here is the
big fuck Dave rally at the start.
So do we call this episode Danny Hates Dave?
What's his name, Dave?
Fuck knows,
mate. You're the one that emailed him.
Well, he doesn't remember emailing me.
If it's not Dave, we've given him a great pseudonym.
Yes. So we're doing the live show, right? And we have literally arranged fuck all at the moment. We're 3 weeks out. So this is subtle, not so subtle now that I've kind of brought it up. Now this is me very unsubtly trying to like introduce a thing, a live show thing, because we're not.
Why are you punching the air? It's just,
I'm thinking of that thing. Bastard Dave.
Danny's like doing a punch machine in a nightclub right now.
Yeah, I had lovely shoes. Kind eyes. Nice guy.
So what do we...
Great.
Are you trying to bring in a thing, or are you wanting us to fucking brainstorm a thing?
No, because you just won't do it.
Nah,
that, we won't. That's the thing. We're not
going to
do
it. Coming on, guys.
I'm leaving working like sick. Well,
Wee Man's up for it. Eyes have got in touch with Wee Man. He's got a rap battle.
We actually said we might do a song at this, wouldn't we?
Yep, I remember. I was going to bring that one up next. You were going to do a song.
I'm going to. Do you know how that South Park episode where it's like, "It took our jobs"? Yes. I'm just going to remix that and say, "He took my job."
I'm glad yous aren't planning anything like that. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give yous an opportunity, and it's just an opportunity to try and do something. I want to give the people who aren't going, who are on social media, a chance to get involved with it, and I want to give the people who are going to be in attendance a chance to do something with it. James, you put your hand up. Ask a question.
No wonder Dave doesn't like you. Yeah, always try to force
all
things
fucking
to happen.
Rules, eh? Yeah. Me and James are fast and loose. We live their life a quarter mile at a time, and you're coming in here going,
guys,
what about intersections?
All I ask
quarter
is
mile
to hear me out.
Not very fast, by
if you do it in 10 seconds.
All I ask is to hear me out, gentlemen, because I think yous are like this. I think yous will.
Well, fucking what is it?
Dave.
Stop interrupting. So here we go. Unsubtle, fucking not smooth as fuck. Here we go. I'm doing that punching thing again. That was more a wanking gesture. Dave. In the last 12 months, I have become a more positive, happy person. Yes.
Yeah, and you're hot as well.
Thanks
just,
very much.
Just want to say it.
This time, 12 months ago,
he licked his lips as he said.
And I liked it. So 12 months ago, I was messaging James thinking about fucking topping myself and all that.
And I was very supportive.
You were. We've come through the worst of that, and I've started losing a bit of weight, which is something I've not really done before. I've done something else that I can't remember now that I was going to rhyme off as a positive thing.
Therapy.
Yep, that one. I'm generally becoming a lot more tolerant of people, and I think a lot of that's down to this podcast and meeting like really cool guests who have genuinely inspired maybe pushing it, but I've thought they were really cool, and they've changed maybe opinions I've had on people and all that stuff.
I think it's okay to say they've been inspirational. I've been inspired by a lot of people's like hustle, you know, just their general demeanour, just to be a better person.
That's it, yeah. So there may be somebody that does something that I would be cynical and pessimistic about, and then when you meet them and get to know them, I would maybe now consider them a friend, albeit like a social media pal that I'm happy to talk to. But the other thing that I've never talked about in this podcast that I kind of started doing when I was opening up barriers was I started dating again. And, all right, didn't work out because they got to know me. But I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed, again, it was getting to know people. Obviously, I'd done it before, but like with this new positive mindset and all that, I enjoyed getting to know people. I enjoyed letting them get to know me, albeit don't go on dates and just talk about how much you don't want children. Like, don't turn everything into how much you don't want children is what I'm learnt from this.
Right.
But
I might need to reevaluate my relationship.
So I enjoyed that. I didn't use Tinder. I think it was when Robin was in here. I described Tinder as a cesspit, but that was old negative me. And I tried recently. I was like, no, I really enjoy dating. I enjoy speaking to people and all that stuff. So I rejoined Tinder, and I lasted a day. I deleted it. I'm not comfortable with describing myself. I'm not comfortable. If I pick a picture of myself, I assume in my head it's for like a campaign against reproduction. If I'm choosing a picture, it'll be like,
what your kid might look like this one day.
Exactly. So somebody said, pick a nice picture of me. That's in my head, that's what it is. They're going to use it for a campaign to go, let's see if you make babies. That might be like this.
I don't see many companies taking that campaign on.
It's an interesting strategy.
This new Boris
maybe
Johnson
in China
government.
A few years ago when they were going for the one baby per
and
family.
Remember, I look Chinese, so that could be what they use.
It could be.
I've just, before you get to your point, and I'm sorry if I get this right, are you wanting to be naked and we all draw you?
No.
Right, I fucking missed the boat. I was like, fuck yes, he's going to do a live draw. Sorry, I just thought that was really exciting.
Yeah, man, I can see how you that was drew exactly that conclusion. Like, yeah,
totally, yeah.
It was like, yeah. Then he's like, you know what, I'm positive now. If you got one thing you want me to do, I'll do it. It's all right, don't worry, I can continue.
So, just need to, you know, say that the Drygate beer isn't that strong. So, please continue, Danny.
So, yeah, so here's my proposition. Here's what I want to offer to both you and everyone listening. On whatever date it is, March the 12th at Drunk Therapy Live, I am willing to let people create a Tinder profile for me, and I promise that I'll keep it open for, I don't know, 2 weeks, let's say, at least. But I want everyone to be involved in it. So you guys are hopeless at following through on promises, right? So yous are terrible at stuff. So all I'm going to say is that in 7 days' time, we have Susie McCabe coming in as a guest. So we are here, back in 7 days. I am willing, next week, after Susie McCabe's been in, to give you guys half an hour to do what you will with me for a photo shoot.
Right? Oh, right.
Within reason. So I'll turn up wearing...
Live drawings back on.
So is this going out before Susie?
This is going out before Susie.
Yeah, cool.
Susie's not really relevant to this. It's just we're back here in a week. So what I'm doing is I'm giving you a chance.
He's making his work.
I'm not making you work.
He knows we'll do fuck all.
Absolutely. it's an opportunity. So I will wear probably the same stuff in 7 days. I'm wearing jeans, a hoodie, and a pair of Converse. So you have 7 days. If you want to get me...
And
looking
this,
like whatever.
This
and
is going to go out before... We're going to do this before this episode goes out.
What we'll do is so yous can have half an hour to style me, to dress me, within reason. Bear in mind, you know me. You know what I'll say no to. So...
But you... Do we,
are you expecting
say
us
you...
to bring you clothes?
I'm just
fucking hell.
I never said clothes.
Danny being very lazy.
Style you.
No. He's like, guys, just bring me in a new wardrobe, get a professional photographer, do what you want.
That's nice that he's in a positive mindset, that he's wanting to make me look smart, because but it's on yous.
It's a big ask, isn't it?
It's on yous.
Should we get my stylist? Can we put it out on our Instagram?
Yeah, well, this is or what can I'm we get a free stylist?
This is what I'm going to see. So this is part one of the proposition. So you...
proposition, fuck's sake.
And the proposition is only CD. To you two. What else do you want me to call it? This is part one of my idea. Right,
this
okay,
is the
this
proposition.
This is part one of my idea.
Yeah, keep going.
No,
keep going.
Call it a proposition. It sounds sexy.
Thanks very much. So this is part one of the proposition. You have half an hour to photograph me. If it's dressed like this, so be it. What we then do is you can choose your favourite pictures, put them out on social media, put them on polls, and our social media followers can choose the pictures.
I thought you mean actual like street polls. I was like,
no, that would be silly.
Can we put it out prior to that?
This will be prior to the live show. So you
guys, can we put it out prior to the photo shoot next week, which will be weeks ago by the time this goes out?
Ooh,
can we put it out to find out if we can get anyone to help with the styling?
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, because, mate, like, let's be honest.
7 days to do whatever the fuck you want for this photo shoot.
Mate, we're not going to do that, though. Like, you've already prefaced this by saying we never follow through on anything.
Exactly.
And now we're not even saying we're going to do it. You're asking us to do it. The likelihood is next Monday we'll look at each other and work and we'll go, do you do anything for us? Nah.
I never asked. I presented an opportunity. If you do fuck all and you take pictures of me dressed in jeans and hoodie, that works.
But what I'm saying
that's
is
what I want. That
can,
is what I'm hoping and
can
expecting.
Can we inquire to maybe get some help on our social media?
Seven
prior
days,
to this.
Do what you want.
Okay.
Cool.
I got a question as well, because I don't want to go through like all this effort, because I've got an idea, but I don't want to, you know, a lot of moving parts, a lot of people to bring together, a lot of, you know, power tools and shit needed. I don't want to do something and you go, oh, no, I'm not comfortable. Like, you have to give us a blanket. Yes, I'll take the photo.
Did you say that half an
no,
hour?
No, he didn't. He said he's like, you know what I'll say no to. I don't want no to be an option. I want you to be Denny, new positive Denny. Stop saying no with your face, but not your words.
James knows me well enough that anything you run by, James.
I'm on Shane's side this time. You need to say...
Mate, what if we get like an elephant and an elephant wrangler and you're going to be riding the elephant in the studios and you're like, oh, I don't like elephants.
Surely the obvious limitations are I'm not going to wear... fucking a dress and high heels.
No, I'm not
going
to
like
do
that.
That stupid.
I'm
mate.
Not going to be naked or in some sort of lingerie or leather.
What are you
pants.
Like? Describe, just define naked.
Anything that reveals my fucking big belly or small penis.
That would breach the Twitter rules. How big are the elephants that you've seen, by the way? there's a tiny doorway out there, mate.
We'll make a new one. This is our one shot.
Exactly.
And but I don't like no nudity as a blanket rule. Like, can we have, like, I don't know, beach nudity?
Right, yes, I will take it under advisement that I know what he likes. I'm not going to fucking make him nude. I'm actually wanting to pawn this off on someone, mate. This is, see if we go onto, like, Twitter or Instagram, say, next Tuesday night, who's free, who wants to help us style Danny for a special project? Then we'll take it from there. And someone might go, yeah, man, that sounds amazing. Let's please... Can we get someone to do this for us?
You know, it'd be quite cool if two people want to do it and they get half a face each and then we just take side profiles and then we get a shot of the middle.
This is why you don't follow through on plans because you get very elaborate.
Mate, no,
James
no...
suggested something. You brought an elephant literally into the room and now you've got two stylists that are making me fucking Harvey Dent.
there's no such thing as a bad idea in a brainstorm, mate.
Right, that's fine. This so is... there's... You know what you're... Part one is, you know your role. It's up to you guys if you do it or not. That's fine.
Say, like, if you're free on a Saturday, and, like, now we have to organise transportation. Like, what if
we've
got...
You don't have to. It's an opportunity.
You just... No, mate, I'm not free on Saturdays. Let's just do it next week.
Neither am I. You know what? We do football on a Saturday.
Let's just do it. We'll get Susan McCabe to do it.
There you go, right? So I'll leave it with you.
She's quite... No, leave it with us, but we all know what's happening there.
She's quite a stylish woman.
Yeah.
It's an interesting experiment. Will you do it? Probably not, but it's fine. I'll just leave it with you. So there's part one of what I'm now allowed to call the proposition.
What's part two?
Part two is that you take... You can fucking hell, sorry. Sorry, this was on for more than...
No, you're right.
Fine, I'll just wank on stage because that's blunt and it's straight to the point. No, part two...
Just take a shite, not come out anyway.
...is you can choose your favourite pictures, put them out to social media, and our social media followers can choose what the pictures will be for the profile, right? That's very simple, straight to the point, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You're doing a part three now.
So the final part...
Oh, fucking hell.
And it's like the Godfather trilogy.
The final part is the most exciting part for me personally. So on the night of the live show, what we can do is we can let the crowd write my profile for me. Now, I'm not saying that 70 people are going to fucking shout out. That's going to be carnage. So we could give them the opportunity to fucking write down a sentence about me. They put it in like a box up at the bar, and then when we take a little break, you guys can go through them, and there you go. There's our fucking live podcast. Just the three of us. Is the two of you can run by the lovely crowd's ideas. Eyes lit up there. That seemed like...
I like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's like, because you know how we hadn't planned anything. This is a bit of a plan.
Thank you.
Think Dave will write anything nice.
No, Dave won't. But what we could do as well... No,
yeah,
kind
eyes.
I forgot what I was going to say. No. Yeah, no, that's good. I like it.
Right, good, thanks.
I'll definitely do at least two-thirds of that. I'm not entirely sure what two-thirds of it will be yet.
You don't need to do one-third of it, because one-third of it is people in the crowd write stuff down. In fact, you don't need to do two-thirds of it, because the second third is that people on Instagram press a button for a picture.
Those were two of the thirds I was going to do.
And this isn't a thing I think we should do. Once again, no such thing as a bad idea in a brainstorm.
This isn't a brainstorm.
It kind of is, though. Everyone's getting involved.
Oh, right. Are we talking about the live show?
Yeah. If Megara was to come with a whip, would one of you guys get whipped? I'm not saying we should. I was just thinking, what if Megara's there and she happens to have a whip? I'm not going to invite her because that involves organising. But thoughts? Because I got whipped and it hurt, but it wasn't... It was kind of a cool... Like, I wear it like a badge of honour now. Like, whenever I'm out, I'm like... Even my partner's like, mind that time Shane came home whipped by a dominatrix. It's a mad conversation starter. You guys could have that too.
I just feel like it's unoriginal now, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it's been done.
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah. I'm potentially opening myself up to enough humiliation.
I would let the wee man whip me, you know, if we were picking like someone. I just think he'd be better at it. He'd be gentle.
No, but now you've kind of made him seem like he's a second best to Megara. So he's just going to prove his whipping prowess, I reckon.
Oh, he's going to use this as ammunition for his rap battle that he arranged 3 months ago with the wee man.
And remember, he got kidnapped.
No, they found him again. Oh, they found out.
That's a wrestling thing that I don't understand. But
do you think we will have at the moment, this is probably going out 7 days before. But at the moment of recording, it's 3 weeks before, yep, as you said. And we have messaged guests or potential guests and we're waiting on replies. And we've done this, like, you know, with a good few weeks in advance, but We're aiming for the top tier guest. We're not. We're trying to make it worth the £5 that you spent on it.
Who would you say isn't a top tier guest?
Well, any guest that we do get is going to be the top tier.
There
you go. There you go. Unless one of the people in the audience goes, well, they fucked up the top tier guest, didn't they? But let them make their own opinions. What are we going to do if no one says yes? Like, that scares me. I think there's an expectation that we might have someone there on stage with us. Do we just grab, like, Ross and bring him on stage and let Ross tell his story?
See, the thing about Ross is he'll say nice things to us and it will make Danny shit the bed. He's a nice guy. He likes us. But he's quite, you know, like how you meet people that are really positive? Danny won't, I don't think that'll work. Like, Ross is a cool guy, but he's too positive and he's too nice about the podcast. And fucking Danny would shy at the bed. I think. If there's any questions, wait, why don't we fucking put this out now? If you've got anything you'd like to see in the live show, this is going out before the live show, is it?
Because nobody answers when we do that shit.
Yeah, but they might not answer. Cool, it doesn't matter. We've still got to organise it ourselves. But what if someone comes up with that mad gem? That bing. Like, you've already got one. That's a very good idea. I like that. Solid. Any guests? No, don't do that. They want Lewis Capaldi.
It's too late, because remember, by the time that they listen to this, it's like a week to the live show. And I think even we have it in us to have a potential guest lined up a week out.
Well, the script are in town, and they play that night. Maybe they just, like, before they come, they'll do on stage at 9 and Danny will come down and do the podcast.
Hey, you know that sound check that you kind of have to do? Don't. Fucking, nah, you've done enough of these.
The support acts will be on by then. I'll be like, we'll get you an Uber down to the hydro.
Does he not hate you? You've got a story from Danny from the script, eh? He hates you.
I'm currently looking for a job just now. I'll tell that story another time.
Danny doesn't hate James, and if you're a fan of Danny, not you.
And the reason Danny doesn't hate me was a conversation on Twitter last night between a few people, and I was looking at it, I was going, guys, shut up. Somebody might see that might employ me. And then, I was going to jump in and say, fucking shush, but I didn't.
I saw that as well and went, ooh, I wonder what James is thinking right now.
Yeah, and I was name-checked in it as well. I was like, Jesus, not one of my finest moments, but... I'll tell that. Have I not told that in the podcast before? My Danny from the script story.
Nah.
Have I ever told my Daniel Merriweather story?
Who the fuck is Daniel Merriweather?
Is that the guy? No, that's Daniel.
He's the guy that sung the Mark Ronson song. Stop me. Stop me.
Right, okay. Yes.
Didn't make it to New Zealand.
I can't tell that one again, but remind me. And if I get a job, remind me.
Right, okay. Anything else whilst we're recording a podcast you just want us to bring up in the future?
Anything you can tell us that you can't tell us?
I'm just saying, remind me. It's a good solid tease, isn't it?
Yes, James has promised something, so look forward to never fucking hearing these stories.
And he's asked me.
If I've got a job by the live show 7 days from now, actually, no, if this goes out on Monday, it'll be 4 days from now.
We'll figure it out nearer the time.
Yeah, we'll release this on a Friday or something.
I think let's just not think about it for a while. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what we've been doing.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, I think we've got enough things in the bag now after the one thing Danny came up with and... the things you can't talk about, but you could talk about that in the live show.
Yeah,
boom.
I can tell my Danny O'Donoghue story and my...
Don't say their surnames as if we'll know who they are all of a sudden.
Who the fuck is Danny O'Donoghue?
He's a lead singer from the script. Right,
okay. It's just Danny, man.
It's just Danny. Every singing Danny. James has a story, man.
I've been really stressed recently, right? And this is not a, like, me getting into mental health or anything, but
so,
like...
Is it food, beard?
A little bit of food, beard, spoons out, right? Lots of things that I promised to do that I'm not actually going to do. Bit of the live show, to be fair. Like, that's kind of weighing down on me. I've got some editing to do for another project. Just a lot of shit.
All right, mate. Come then, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know if you know. I'm pretty...
Stop listening.
I'm pretty big deal.
Check my phone.
No, but...
See, the thing is, though, see, when you feel like that, you just talk to your mate. That's your go-to sentence.
Don't tell people it's my go-to.
If it's not up in dictionary, you just come off the back of any mental health chat. Well, do you know what? New Zealand discovered depression about 3 years ago.
No.
It was that guy picking up possums and he got depressed by it. And then he said something about his mate having wee legs, so he ate fucking 50 chickens.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
You're some annoying when people keep interrupting and you're trying to say something, isn't it?
I was saying you look handsome.
About 50 minutes ago.
That's all blurred into one. It's this lovely dry game.
Right, why are you over in the dark side of mental health right now?
So, like, I've just been mad stressed and, like, just lots on my plate, and lots of people have this, but I've come up for trick, and I'm not saying it's going to fucking doodle, this is the fixed mental health worldwide. No, but...
Like, that's the sound, that's the jingle. That's the audio branding for mental health being fixed around the world. Soon as you hear that, your depression is gone.
This is now going to be so inappropriate and offensive that I'm actually intrigued.
Can I just not say it now?
Nah, mate, you've sonically branded it. It's out there. I'll bring it in for you.
All right, so as I've been coming into work recently, I'm like, I'm busy, don't want to, not thinking about it, fuck off, let me have my process, because I don't really know how to say it now, because this is going to get in trouble. So basically...
Mate, I'm getting depressed again, come on, fix me.
Well, I've given myself a theme song. Like, I put on the same theme song as I walk into work every day.
And...
I'll put it in the system. Can you start playing? I won't say what it is. It's just like, imagine this. Put yourself in my shoes. Like, everyone gets it. Monday morning, fuck, I can't be bothered going to work. Oh, it's starting. And then fucking this starts. Oh, well done on the buttons.
Just to put it in the context, Shane said, can you put it on? And I'm like, mate, you've not told me what this theme song is at all. Or where it is. All right. Luckily for you, I found it.
Right. Yeah. You're walking in the room, right? All of a sudden, you're not stressed because you're a man that's fucking jiving.
Seeing like the context of mental health, this is a really inappropriate lyric that's about to come up, by the way.
What, I don't Steve think there's walks- any lyrics in this, mate. I thought he had maybe had some lyrics that he was going to say over it.
Steve walks wearily down the street with his Britain ball wet out low.
Oh, my apologies, there is.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Sorry, we're not actually allowed to play any music in podcast, mate, so that's about the amount we could get away with.
How good is that, though? Like, I know you guys are going to go, oh, shite idea, but genuinely, every time I come into work now, I'm like fucking dancing.
Do you know, it's a weird and profound moment that Shane's just discovered that I don't think anyone knew about before, that music makes you feel better.
Yeah.
If I was in the dregs...
Guys, have you guys heard of a band called Queen?
No, mate, but I've just discovered this really good band called 660. I'm stuck on them right now.
It's because the sun's been out in Scotland recently. Yeah.
I'm genuinely 100%. Like, I'm happy that you feel like you can share from a mental health perspective. It's amazing how quickly you go to, I'm stressed, to I'm listening to Queen and it made me feel better.
Yeah.
There must have been a wee bit of in between that you're not getting into right now.
Not just Queen, but another one, Bites the Dust. That's not the one that I'm going to have in my head when I'm thinking about.
That's fucking empowering, though.
I think it's because it makes your head nod and like you're like, no. Well, what's been happening, though? Let's get into it a wee bit. What has actually caused you stress? Because I've noticed that you've taken a mountain of work on, like, not just in work, but outside work, and putting too much pressure on yourself to deliver, because, and forgive me if this is completely wrong, but it seems that you want to achieve tremendous growth this year in too many different areas, and you're just like, right, I want to deliver this project, I want to learn how to do this and become this this type of producer, and then I want to do this as well. And when you fucking spin all those plates, something's going to break.
I think it was literally, like, there's a few projects, and I won't talk about them because I'm not sure if I can yet, but, like, there's just a few projects that I've taken on that are, like, probably 10 times the amount of work that you imagine. In your head, you're like, oh, those fun parts, and then that part happens, and woo! But it's kind of like, on my own back, so I kind of paid for a lot of stuff myself, which isn't too much of a drama. I had money aside for it, but it's just the literal, like, time, and then you've got other people involved now, so they're quite keen for you to do it fast, but you've got a job to do, a new job to do, you've got...
So there's people relying on you as well.
People relying, you've got a new bathroom coming in, you've got to fucking talk to tradesmen. It's just, it's not like mad stressful, but I was saying to Danny before, it's just sitting in the back of my mind. It's not mad stressing me out, but it's just leaving me uneasy. I'm never like chilled. I'm never like, ah, cool. Because I'm like, mate, you've got about 60 hours of editing in the next 2 weeks. Video editing. And that's like, and then it's like colour grading and like, this might not make a lot of sense, but it's just like the most intense like concentration you basically can, and you've got to remember parts and audio goes with different parts. It's just, don't know, it's just a lot of work, and I've put it on myself, and I'm quite, see, once it comes off, I'll be fucking chuffed, but I think I'll just be like, cool, next thing, you know what I mean? Like, if I get it done, I'll be like, wicked, now what's the next project? Because this year I wanted to do more shit on my own. I wanted to do more stuff that might get me into, you know, making television shows and shit like that. But I, it's that thing that once I've done it, I'll go, oh, that was stressful.
See, I told you that idea of tying all those balloons to yourself would come back to bite you. This is obviously...
is this the plot to Up 2?
This was your New Year's resolution. You were going to take yourself off with balloons, and by the sounds of it, it sounds really stressful. So,
well, you need to add that to the mix.
You need to watch you don't burn yourself out, mate. Like, genuinely. What do you think drives you? Is it because your brothers, like you, your brothers are all quite successful, and you've got one particular successful brother in film over in New Zealand? Do you kind of look at them and like compare yourself a wee bit and go, I want to achieve more so I can, you know,
not so much. It's
get
just,
to that point.
It's, pardon me, it's, I don't know, it's just not that. I don't really compare myself to other people. I just kind of compare myself to kind of where I think I could be based on what I can do and what I know, you know what I mean? But it's, to get to where I think I could be takes a lot of work, and be that going and getting a degree, which I could probably do, but then you're putting yourself in this weird place where you've got mad debt and you're starting in entry-level jobs. And I'm like, I think, I don't know, it's just something that I go, I've wanted to do it for ages. A TV station in New Zealand approached me to do it years ago, but it never worked out. And I'm like, I want to do it now, not with me, but with other people. And I'm like, I just, saying I've always kind of, it's always been in the back of my mind, if you don't do it, it's, I guess it's kind of like, I don't know, if you've always wanted to do stand-up and you haven't got around to it, whereas this one to me is like, it was so close, it just couldn't work out. And that's just sat awkwardly in my head, and I've kind of gone, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to do it now just because I can. Now's the time when I can, I've got all the kit I need, I've got a bit of, you know, I've got enough time off that I can do it, I've got some skills that I can do it, and I can get better, and I can learn from other people if I need to. It's just, I don't know, it's, all of a sudden I just went, yeah, this is the year where I do that thing. And it's just that thing is probably about, realistically, about 300-400 hours once you kind of think. And it's just, I don't have those hours spare, and by the time I need them, that's the thing, I think.
Yeah, you'll find that, I mean, this may not be the exact same situation, but when I really wanted to get into university, when I, you know, the first person in my side, like my mum's side of the family, to go to university, I placed like immense pressure on myself to finish a project in college, and that to me was huge. That was climbing a mountain, you know, it was climbing Ben Nevis for me when I was 19, because I'd failed the college like three times. I left college in three different courses, and this was the one course that I really wanted to do well on.
Yeah.
And I went, I need to get an A in this project so I can get into uni. And I was stressed the fuck out, man. Like, and you remember early days when you were creating a project on, like, you know, Premiere or Avid or iMovie or whatever, and like compared to now where you can mock it up in like 5 minutes versus what took you 10 days previously. So I was working on this project diligently. It was our, what was it? It was our documentary in college. And Danny, Anthony, a guy that was in our course, we went to Burger King one day.
Aye. And this isn't funny. It's funny.
I must have been up all night drinking energy drinks and, you know, just completely stressed because I knew that this was the one thing that was hinging on me getting out of uni.
Yeah.
And we were literally eating a Burger King, and I blacked out. Danny can take it from here. He was sitting across from me. He could tell you what happened exactly.
So he started looking a bit faint, and then he was like, oh, I don't feel that good. And he just sort of, he didn't like pass out. Like, he didn't like fucking fall face first into a pile of fucking chips or anything, but he just put his head down and then just stopped doing anything. And me and this guy sort of looked at each other and we're like, is he dead?
This was early doors in our friendship as well.
We didn't really know each other that well at that point. We were friends because we walked to our cars together at this point.
So that's a big bit of pressure to put on someone, like, blacking out. And to me, like, I thought, and did you say that my eyes rolled up in the back of my head at all? No,
I don't think it got that bad.
I always thought I looked like the Undertaker. But for me, I just completely blacked out. I just felt like this overwhelming sensation of like the pressure had got to me. I blacked out, I fell down. And to me, it felt like I was out for hours. And my whole body, like, I had to get my mum and dad to come and get me.
Still the only time I've ever met your mum.
Yeah, the only time he's ever met my mum. And I had to get one of my parents to drive my car home and get taken home the other one. And I was weak that whole day. And the whole reason was because I placed far too much stress on myself. and the anxiety had just fucking run me ragged, and I drained myself completely because I wasn't, there was no self-care at that point, and I was still living the life of a student, and a shite diet, wasn't exercising, and then I put all this pressure on myself, which was fundamentally the main reason. And that since plagued me. I'd never had anything like that before, but the anxiety and that feeling that that could happen again, I've never had a panic attack as bad as that before.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of followed me until right now. I'm like 33, coming up for 34, and I can still feel those trigger moments when things are just getting to me and a wee wave of panic will wash over me.
You know what I think
you can't is? You can't fucking put too much pressure on yourself is what I'm saying. I know it's completely out with your character, but it was mine too, mate. Like, I'd never experienced anything like that before, but because I put this fucking weighted pressure on myself to achieve all this, then it just hit me. I was just like, fuck, where'd that come from? So what I'm saying is you sometimes need to take a step back and go, right, what's the most important thing I need to do here? And then what else is there that I can push back a wee bit and then take time to self-care? When was the last time you were in the gym? Which is a huge part of your life.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's been a series of kind of unfortunate events that have just kind of stopped it. We've had tradies coming all the time that we've had to let them in, and my time's been taken up with that. But I don't think it's that. I genuinely think, and it just kind of clicked to me. See, it's the fact that you kind of like, there are other people waiting on me, but I don't mind about that. There are people kind of, you know, that are involved and that they've got expectations of me. That's cool. I don't mind about that. I think it's that whenever I've had stuff like this, I've never had a partner or someone that genuinely cares. So you can go, fuck it, I won't sleep for 2 days and I'll smash coffee and I'll go, I can do this easy. Whereas it's now you've got someone that you get home and they're genuinely pumped to see you and you're like, fuck, you're amazing. I need to give you some of that energy because you deserve it. But then you kind of, you don't want it. They know you've got to do this stuff, but you're kind of like, no, I also need to take care of you a wee bit because you take care of me. You don't have to, but you feel like you. So that's the thing. I think it's the, back in the day, shit like this, I'd be like, cool, I won't sleep for 3 days and I'll be tired as fuck. I'll chase the thing of coffee, but at the end of it, I'll be done. I'll be finished. Whereas now it's kind of like, I guess it's like what writers do when they go on writers retreats. It's just it's just like fucking tradies coming around. You've got your partner who's lovely. She'll cook meals and stuff. And I'm like, fuck, you need some hugs and you need some love because you deserve that. And that's, I think it's not the fact that I don't have the time. It's the fact that someone else needs a bit of my time. It's like,
that is exactly that. You've not got the time because you've got commitments. You've committed to your other half and you're committed to giving her your time. You're committed to your job. You're committed to your house, which you're trying to do up right now. You are committed to all these things. So you need to try and commit yourself to looking after yourself so these projects get done right and you don't burn yourself out.
This doesn't sound like Queen is having the desired effect that you think it does.
Nah, but put it on again. Yes. Fuck yeah.
But if we want to turn it around, like,
if you guys had to have a song, and this is getting away from like,
well, I was going to ask Danny how his dissertation's going next.
I haven't started it. It's been 7 weeks. I don't get this, but I get what you're saying. Like, I do get that, but my anxieties and my stresses are never caused by work or anything like that. I always feel very relaxed about it. But I was actually going to turn it on you, James.
Thanks, mate.
Not in like
just don't put
way,
me in Burger King.
We are both facing like a similar situation, albeit your deadline's coming closer than mine about like looking for a job.
Thanks,
and
mate.
I can tell from messaging you and knowing you quite well now that it is starting to maybe get to you a bit in terms of like your, not mental health, but like you can tell it's starting to stress you out and get to you a little bit. So I want to know how you're kind of handling that, how you're, because it's a few weeks away now or whatever it is.
Well, do you know what, mate? See, anyone that listened to the Danny McLaren Dirty Vegan Burger Club in Woke Glasgow episode and potentially the Chris McQueer episode as well, because I was going through a wee bit of a tizzy there. I don't know if it's noticeable though. I was way more open when it came to Danny because he's just, you know, his story kind of mirrors some of mine. And he just, I don't even know what it was he said. It might have just been his energy and the fact that he's taking control of his own mindset and how he feels is kind of directly how he wants to feel, and he places all this positive things in his daily life. And since that episode, which at the time I was feeling so anxious about getting the jobs and so undervalued and like having an identity crisis on, you know, like I feel like I'm this shit hot producer that's been fucking in the game for 11 years and there should be like, you know, a line of people wanting to hire me and stuff. That's not really how the game works unless you're exceptional, and I'm not. So I was like, well, you know, like if anyone's ever watched that fucking Fresh Prince episode where his dad doesn't like want him, he's like, why don't he want me, man?
Why is that the example you go to of a dad that doesn't want their son?
Anyways, since then I've been
I just got there.
One day we need to do a daddy issues episode, don't we? We really do. Like, but I genuinely, since about 3 weeks ago when Danny was in, I've been super positive, man. I've been going
Did
to the gym.
Did you try his meditation?
Nah. My thing just now is like I'm eating right. I'm genuinely eating right. I'm eating fruit and veg every day, not fruit veg. And I'm going to the gym every single day, and I'm trying to keep a positive mind because it's like what happens from a work situation is really not going to define, excuse me, who I am. What will define who I am is how I portray myself and manage myself in my head. I could be fucking duck poor and still be very happy. So the job thing, although I put a lot of feelers out for a lot of places, I'm not actively going through the tediousness of applying for jobs I don't want yet. I'll do that maybe if I'm sitting unemployed in April, but right now I'm really not letting it get to me. I'm just like, hey man, you're a happy person. Let's fucking, like Shane says, put the effort into your relationship. Try and be happy at home. Try and, you know, enjoy yourself in situations when you're there and live in the present as much as possible and do the right things for your body and your mind.
What I could recommend is like a nice escape, and it's something that I've been doing recently, is maybe forming a little secret identity every now and then just to escape the harshness of it all.
So like an alter ego?
Aye, kind of. So like I'm...
Wait, what? Like a sim or something?
I'm transitioning into like a comedy topic.
Oh, okay, right, good. Are you what you do, this is my expertise. Just talk to a friend.
Just talk to a friend.
Just talk to someone. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
I'm going to be drunker. Don't be a dick.
It's the podcast sandwich. We go comedy, serious comedy. So I'm trying to just ease into the kind of friend.
I don't know why. See, when you said the secret identity and I said alter ego, the only thing that came into my head was Darkwing Duck. Let Danny jump in. But Darkwing Duck, if you don't know what it is, go on YouTube. It's fucking awesome.
I didn't get that reference. So
what, you don't get
Darkwing Duck.
I don't know if that's the song. I think he's just saying it weirdly. But I think he's related. Is he related to Scrooge?
They're all related. The ducks are all related.
That the nephews?
No, Darkwing Duck was.
It was a Batman spin-off.
Count Duckula.
No,
but I'm guessing it's related, probably, at least.
Yeah, they're all related. They're all just
the Batfink. They're all in the same family.
Howard.
That's mental that there was like a mad extended duck universe before, like, everyone's
there's
like Marvel now.
There's ducks out there, Scrooge Mick.
No, but Scrooge McDuck's related to Donald.
So he was, there was DuckTales, there was
Huey,
Donald Duck, Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Were they the nephews?
They were the nephews.
Have you ever seen the DuckTales film when they find the genie lamp?
No.
Oh, mate, it's awesome. Let's watch it on YouTube later.
Well, I genuinely think, I was watching it today because I was like, how do I display a lot of money? And I was like, you know what I could do? I could just...
We will get back to your topic.
Have the bit where Scrooge dives into the coins?
That could not have been comfortable.
Has anyone ever done it? Like, I don't know if there's probably a mad YouTube channel that just recreates shit all weird.
No chance, mate.
Yeah,
unless it's
chocolate coins.
Even then, they'd break your neck. Like they compact together.
Don't worry, I've found the transition again. So the cartoons, or what we're talking about, cartoons are for children. So my secret identity recently has been, because I've been, not dead boring, but... See, since I've started becoming quite healthy and all that stuff, I have become quite boring and I'm paying off debt. It's fucking shit, man.
Being boring's quite good,
but
though.
I kind of am enjoying it a wee bit, and that's weird as well.
Nah,
so,
I think it's shit. They do drive us home. But
last night, it's what I do to keep you happy. Last night, I really wanted chocolate, and I'd maybe have like one bad thing a week. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go and buy chocolate. I feel really guilty when I'm like, I'm only lying to myself, but I feel really guilty when I'm going to buy shite now. So last night I went into the shop and I picked up like a fruit and nut thing. And when I went to pay for it, the guy didn't ask me any questions. He just scanned the bar of chocolate. And for some reason, these words left my mouth, where I went, it's not for me. my son just finished second in a karate tournament, so I'm getting him a little reward. And I said it and I was like, you've just said those words, let's go with it.
He texted me this last night and I just went, what?
So the guy didn't even look up and go, oh, that's cool or anything. Like, but if he asked like what kind of karate, I was fucked. But I don't know, like,
this is when Danny's anxiety manifests.
Yeah, so it was like, because I was feeling guilty about the fact that like I'm supposed to be eating healthy but I'm buying chocolate, I was like, I'll just create like a character that's buying this chocolate. It's not Danny, it's this father whose son has just came second in a karate contest. I've also, when I'm buying, like, I'd like buying a coffee, and I've had to start ordering skinny latte, and I feel like, I see when I have to say the words skinny latte, like I feel my fucking body writhing. Because see, if you're going to like parody somebody ordering a coffee, the first word you would use is skinny. And if I was to say, oh, act like a wanker ordering a coffee, you'd go, oh yeah, can I just have like a skinny double frappe mappuccino? The skinny would be the first, so I feel weird saying it. So when they do the Starbucks thing and go, what's your name? I say, my name's Jim. So and it's like, I don't know
why.
Makes
you feel better. Like, if you...
It's not Danny that's ordering a skinny latte, it's this guy, Jim. So when they go, right, Jim, skinny latte, they'll all be, folk will be going, that guy Jim's a wank. I'm not Jim, I'm Danny, so it's fine.
What would you do, though? I could imagine the most awkward situation for you would be, you say, oh, my name's Jim. Then someone that knows you walks up beside you and goes, all right, Danny, what would you do in that situation in front of the shopkeeper?
I'd probably walk out. I'd probably just leave without saying anything. But yeah, if that's a way to counter stress and anxiety, if you're feeling apprehensions, don't play another Mike, one bite. Don't play another one bites the dust. It's just turn into a different human being.
Are you encouraging us to become schizophrenic?
I was going to say, does this...
Just compartmentalise all of your different personalities.
By the way,
and bring the appropriate one out.
See, does James ever tell you to like kill everyone?
Yeah. This Tinder profile that you're making at the live show, it's not for Danny, it's for Rupert.
Don't be Rupert, that's a wanky name.
You're James McAvoy in Split, aren't you?
I've never seen that film, so yes.
Yep. You are.
And sorry if you're a Rupert and you listen. It's not a wanky name.
Rupert's like, he's the bear, isn't he? You always got fond memories of Rupert.
Oh, Rupert's Murdoch as well. I'm not Rupert. Yeah, yeah, let's not be Rupert.
I sometimes make up I have a kid, but only if I'm at McDonald's and I want a free Happy Meal toy, but I don't want to pay for it. Have you seen me do this?
No, but they don't do the toys anymore.
No,
man.
No,
we spoke about this, but broke Shane's heart when Hannah was in about this, remember?
Yeah,
that's not the only thing that broke Shane's heart. That was a shite story.
That fucked me up. But like, I used to just go in, right, and just, you don't pay for it, but there's always like a cool wee toy, but you're not going to pay. It's like £2, and you just go... I use my Kiwi accent, to be fair, and it's
all Kiwis are parents.
But I'm like, oh... What's the toy at the moment? And they'll be like, oh, and they'll go and look at it, and then they kind of go, well, do you want it? And I'm like, and if they don't, I go, oh, my wee boy loves Batman. If it's Batman, obviously you do it whatever the toy is. They bring the toy over, and if they don't offer it to you for free, normally they do because they're like, psh, he's an adult having the free toy. But if they don't offer it to you, you go, oh man, my wee boy loves that, and then you just don't say anything, and normally they go, just have it, and that was. Every time I went there, I feel like I was like getting one over the man. You know, I was like, fuck you, Ronald.
Do you think that's where, and this applies to my story as well, do you think they give you that because they've went, man, he's making up a kid. such as his commitment levels. So that guy last night was going, man, he's like getting fat as fuck. So he's obviously feeling a bit bad about this. That's fine, mate. Yes, your son did come second. Yes, your son does love Batman. So...
Why are you happy that your kid came second?
Because you don't want to push it over the edge. If I said my kid won, it would seem
and
like,
you would be showing pictures and having a trophy in your hand and all that.
No, you don't get the trophy. Like,
but this is a great idea for the live show. We can just like fucking Rolodex your personalities and then get you to talk about your kid. I don't really need to do anything. I just need to have questions in front of me. I'm actually going to have my chair on the other side of you two and just go, right, now we've got Rupert on the show and Shane.
I need four chairs next to me for all these.
Yeah, we'll put all the costumes we're putting on your Tinder profile there.
I was going to say, I need one of those couches where you're laying down.
Should we put a couch in?
A therapy couch. How much? They're probably expensive.
I've said,
long.
We need access to a therapy couch.
Your mum used to work in the biggest charity shop in Glasgow. Can we know Wrangler?
A charity shop for fucking therapists.
All right.
Do they exist? Right.
Well,
just Freud books. That's all.
When you're first getting into therapy, yeah, and you don't want to spend a lot, but you want to start your own setup.
Freud books, therapy chairs, and those like blotted pictures. That's what do you see when you look at this? So this charity shop.
If you come to the live show, you may or may not see Danny's different personalities on a therapy chair. That's all I'm going to say. And before we end it, is one of your personalities actually Dave? And that's what we were exposed to that day?
Yeah, that was Dave. That was why the lights wouldn't come on, because I was kept having to run back and forward.
That's it. So there was no Dave. And Dave, if you're actually listening, we're just referencing Danny.
I don't want to know what the alter ego is when he gets horny at home.
But he's told us he wanks into his leg. That's a horrible way to end it, isn't it?
That's line one of the Tinder profile.